Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cherry Evans takes an intercept, and it's a rare afternoon for the skipper. He bags three.
Yeah, a bit of speed in those old legs, boys, on the weekend at Brookie, at Pack Brookvale.
Never call a rugby league player old, Jason.
No, those old legs. No, he's young, but his legs, mate, he did very fast. Have you been working on sprints over the off-season? Daily Cherry Evans joining us on Sports Day. G'day, DCE.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I don't know if it's too much in the legs, but maybe the new aerodynamic haircut I've been rocking, so maybe it's that.
Hey, now full Brookie, Chez. It's always a great afternoon when there's a full crowd of Brookie, but there's a lot of expectation around Manly this year. It's all good. So to see Brookie on Saturday must have been a great sight for yourself in the first round.
Yeah, it was, mate. I mean, usually we get those sorts of crowds as the season builds and we start to go well, and you know, maybe finals is on the horizon. So to start a year with that much excitement around the community, it's pretty special, mate. So I guess we had a end of the bargain to keep up, and that was to get the win to keep them happy. So firstly, it was great to see them all there, and then for us to put in a performance like that to start the year, it's just a really pleasing first week, to be honest with you.
Yeah, now Desi has been so great for the club for so many years, and unfortunately you move on to another chapter and you get Anthony Seibold, who's had a lot of pressure coming into the role. He's a good man, Seibs. We've had a fair bit to do with him here at SEN. What have been the notable changes? You know, respectfully, what have been the notable changes with Seibs coming into the role?
Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys have heard a bit of a common theme. Like, they're different people, so I don't think any of them would take offence to us comparing them, because they've done their craft differently. And so I've always got something out of my head coaches, which has always been the selfish part for my end. Like, I've been so lucky to have so many coaches. I think I've had five coaches, and I've taken heaps from all of them. And, you know, Seibs now is a really sort of transparent coach. He does sort of really bring in the senior playing group to get their thoughts. He's really engaging with the young fellas. It's just a bit more of an open forum, I guess. You know, Des had a way that was proven and tested over a long period of time. So he believed in that, and certainly had us players always fighting for him as well out on the field. So this is just a different way, but we're at the moment, everything's going well. We've won our first game, and spirits are high at training as well, so we can't complain.
Mate, you're like a fine wine, DC. You're getting better and better, and I'm sure there's plenty of New South Wales people quaking in their boots at the moment, but as the groan comes from across the studio. But, mate, tell me, like, how was your off-season? Obviously, you had a big off-season with World Cup and so on. You've hit the ground running. The whole team seems to have. You know, you've had a few... The off-season hasn't been the most... I guess, smooth for Manly. What brought it all together for that first round?
Mate, just, I guess, a few common themes. Like, we really ripped into training. We weren't all together for the most part of it. It was very disjointed. I got back post-Christmas, and then Tom wasn't there. So I guess on a spine level, we haven't really played much footy together. And that's sort of why we had to really just focus in on, like, a few just fundamental things of, you know, I guess effort areas, stuff that you don't really need skill or ability for. So we're trying to theme up our year a bit on those sorts of you know, movements and efforts and plays, I guess. And if you accumulate enough of those, you guys in particular would know, I guess at rep footy, you can build a lot of your game on that sort of hard work. And we're just trying to instill that in our team at the moment, mate. The harder we work for each other, the more better positions we're going to find ourselves in. And we do ultimately think if we can keep working hard and stay in competitions and in games in particular, we've got a bit of quality there to hopefully ice it off. So early on, we're just going to try and keep it really simple, to be fair.
Yeah, nice one, mate. You're without your little mate Foz now. He's moved stateside. He's seen the light. He's come across the border. Mate, you had Cooper Johns outside you on the weekend. How did you find you know, playing with, you know, the, I guess the rookies and Schuster who'll fill his, who potentially could fill that void as well. How have you found playing with the rookies? What do they add to you? How do you help them sort of, I guess, transition into a professional role as in the NRL?
Yeah, no, it's been good. Coops has stood up, and, you know, we were sort of joking after the preseason. He was the preseason MVP of the whole competition. So he's a proper larrikin, but he's been so good for our team and just having self-appointed naturally. Yeah. So he's just been great for our group, mate. And then I guess if you've got good people around the place, it certainly helps keep the mood pretty light. And then to back that up, he comes on the field and he's obviously a pretty handy footy player. So he did really well on the weekend. I thought for us as a halves, considering we barely trained together all pre-season, it was not a bad start. So we've still got a heap to work on our attack. I know we were lucky to score some tries on the weekend, but a lot of them were just opportunities that popped up and we took them. But I don't think we really structurally did too much. So we've got a bit to work on there. But Coops has been great. If Shuey comes back soon, he'll be great as well. But he'll be a different player. You know, as you know, like Shuey's got a different set of skills. He's a different build to Coops. So we'll accommodate him when he's back. But I guess as an older fellow, all I can do is just try and make them feel comfortable. During the week, you're just trying to have those conversations where you're talking about what footy looks like, what your best games look like, and then if you can try and pull out their strengths, and naturally you're going to help the team hopefully be in a better spot to win a game.
Chez, 284 games.
Amazing.
And the first hat trick. That's, I can't believe that.
I scored a few of those.
I've been welcomed to the club by a lot of people this week.
Nice one.
Did you have a word to Matty Burton on the field? Did you say, listen, if you throw me an intercept, I mean, seriously.
That's
got to be one of the
up.
Easiest tries you'll ever score in 300 games.
Yep. We obviously toured together, Burto and I, and he's a great fella, and obviously he's a great teammate, and he kept that going into round one for me and took me on for a hat trick. So really, really grateful for that. So I'll have to thank Burto.
Now, it was great to watch Tommy Trbojevic just treat men like boys at times again, back on the field. And just on the ball, he's on the ball. He must be phenomenal with his conditioning at training. I'd love to see a session with him, Chez. But it seemed as though a couple of times he had the opportunity to stretch out and he didn't. Was that through apprehension or just fatigue?
I'm pretty sure it was fatigue. There was one in particular where he saw Addo Carr next to him, and I reckon he's a smart man, Tom. I don't reckon he's backing himself against the Fox. The Fox is pretty quick, fella. So yeah. I think he just copped his medicine and got down and played the ball. But Tommy, it's great to have him back. He's, you know, we all know how good he is. He's unreal. So anytime he's in our side, we're a better team. And yeah, like you said about his training, like he's very, very diligent. He's a professional, so he's always getting into his work, and it's good to have him back around playing footy again and smiling.
Mate, it's always good seeing the traditional clubs do well, and it just, you know, it really lifts the nature of the game. You've played for many years now, DC, and you're not getting any younger, but you seem to be getting better. And, like, I just wonder, like, are you the next Tom Brady of the NRL? Are you going to play till you're 40?
Honestly, it's round one, so I'm not going to handle myself, fellas. There's a long year ahead.
Yeah.
I will say I'm loving footy as much as I've ever loved it. And I can't tell you why that is, but I'm just really enjoying what, you know, each week looks like from training, preparing and, you know, balancing that out with family time and golf. And naturally, when you win games, you're obviously more inclined to be happier. But I really am enjoying my footy at the moment. And I hope this can, you know, carry on for the year, not just as a personal sort of achievement with tries, but, I mean, just, you know, us playing well as a side and giving ourselves a chance to win every week. If we play like that, we'll do that. But it's not going to guarantee success. But I'm enjoying the whole process. I'm loving footy. And to be honest, fellas, what else am I going to do? Because there's not much behind me.
Now, Chez, we interviewed your good mate Kieran Foran last week on the show, and he's missing you because he had some wonderful things to say to you. Just listen to this audio.
You know, one of the key signings for the Titans this year, but another guy that's come along with you, a guy named Sammy Verrills.
I've noticed he's got a long neck and a skinny head. So you've played with one of the great long necks and skinny heads in Cherry. Is Dally, is he still got the longest neck and longest head?
It's a close tie.
Oh, wow.
Between those two. No, I think Chess has got him with a longer neck.
So, yeah, you had some wonderful things to say about you, Foz.
I felt like he's cornered him there. Good mate wouldn't do that naturally, so you've cornered him, your dog.
Now, something that I suppose is a place that's close to your heart is born and ready, and your dad played for Redcliffe back in the old BRL days. There'd be a part of you, I think, and your family that Redcliffe are now in the NRL. You'd be happy?
No, 100% I am. Really, really happy to see him get a win like that on the weekend. And, calling mum and dad. You know, mum in particular, just because her dad was involved with the club as well and the Cherry side of it. So she was stoked. And, I mean, growing up playing for that was my first ever game of footy in the Dolphins outfit. So I've always got a soft spot for them. And, yeah, just to see him kick off the year with a win against the odds, it's, you know, typical Wayne fashion. That's siege mentality. So... They'll be a dangerous side. Anyone who underestimates them, good luck to you. I know what's going on there. I've been lucky enough to get a coaching under Wayne, so they'll be in for a good year.
Well, enjoy your week off, DC. And on behalf of all New South Wales Blues supporters, I have discussed it on Sports Day. Any chance you could step down this year? You've won enough Origins and give a young bloke like Sammy Walker a go, or anyone other than you.
He won't be giving that jersey up. You
please, come on, give us a break.
Not yet, fellas. Not yet, fellas.
Good stuff.
No chance.
Looking forward to Origin.
Yep.
All right, DCE. Thanks for your time on Sports Day. Good luck, mate.
Thanks.